believe I'm going to invite up some of our friends. I think Robin is going to help us with our scripture reading.
Today's scripture reading is from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was the chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was so short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man, too, is the son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
This is Zacchaeus. His story is told in the Bible, in the book of Luke.
Chapter 19, verses 1 through 10.
Zacchaeus is good with numbers. He has to be, because he's a tax collector.
Chief tax collector.
Yes, and he also has a diphthong in his name. But right now, let's demonstrate his math skills. Zacchaeus, what is 41 plus 67?
108.
Divided by 4?
27.
Minus 12?
15.
To the third power?
3,375.
You see what I mean? Zacchaeus was so good with numbers that he found it easy to cheat people.
You're meddling!
Zacchaeus' name means peer, but that's an oxymoron.
Just stick to the arithmetic.
Okay, story problem. Someone owes 25 denarii in taxes. When you go to his door, how much do you collect from him?
30 denarii, and the extra 20% goes to my... Wait a minute.
Sorry, Zacchaeus. It's part of the story, and it's true. But Zacchaeus' dishonesty was not his only distinguishing characteristic.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he.
It's those singers again. They never leave me alone.
Zacchaeus was not a tall man. In fact, he was really, really, well, short.
So I'm short. Big deal.
The shortness included his temper, by the way.
Big deal.
That's another oxymoron.
How would you like if every week kids all around the world came to Sunday school singing happy little songs about your stature?
Well, given my height.
I really wouldn't hear any of this. I really wouldn't. It's just that my height, well, is,
A shortcoming?
Very funny.
Nothing personal, of course.
Wait a minute.
Zacchaeus never could understand this part of the song.
I don't climb trees.
Never.
Never ever.
Especially Zacchaeus said juniper trees.
Why would I want to climb a juniper tree? What's up there anyway?
One day, our tax collector was not only short of stature and of temper, he was also short of something else.
Money. That was my line.
It was only one word.
My cue?
He was also short of something else.
Money.
I liked it better when we said it in unison. More emphatic.
It was my line.
And you say it well.
Can we just continue on with the story?
To continue.
Finally, tax time.
Tax day was Zacchaeus' favorite day. It was even better than his birthday. Probably because on his birthday, he never got anything. But on tax day, he got everything he wanted. Full of anticipation, he took his largest money bag and went in search of cash.
Tax collector.
Hello?
It's tax time.
I have no money.
Wrong answer.
I've been sick. I have a chronic ailment.
Spare me the inventory. All I need is money.
Well, I spent my last mite on the doctors.
If you've seen the doctors, you'll get better. End of problem.
They said I won't get better. They'll say I stay sick.
I'll give you 1 week to pay up.
But the doctors...
1 week. Cough up the cash or go to jail. Tax collector, come on out.
Yes, what is it?
I'm Zacchaeus, chief tax collector. I'm here to collect your tax.
Hold on. I'm sorry, sir. I cannot work because I am blind, and this has been a very bad week for begging.
I will take this, and I'll be back next week for the rest of your tax.
But you took all I have.
Get some more by next week.
How can I?
Beg hard. 0 for 2. 0 for 2. Open up, tax collector.
I do not have the money.
Sorry, my withered hand has slowed me down.
Another excuse. I'll give you 1 week to pay up.
But my hand.
That's your problem. Don't make it mine. Tax collector. Tax collector. Whoa. Hey, what's wrong with you?
Help me, sir. Help me, please. My son, I think he's dead.
You think? You aren't sure? Is he dead or only dying?
Help me, sir. He's not breathing.
Feigning death. A common ploy in tax collecting evaders.
He's gone.
So he is.
He's my only son.
I'll tell you what. I'll only charge him half the amount he owed, but you on the other hand are still responsible for the full amount.
What am I gonna do?
I can see you're busy, so be back next week. Based on your amount due, I recommend the budget burial this time. No frills, no flowers. These people will be the death of me yet.
And that day, Zacchaeus went home empty-handed.
I forgot this story had a narrator. Where have you been?
Your actions speak louder than my words.
Right. You're probably just stuffing your face with those chocolates you keep over there.
You're just as upset because no one gave you any money.
Whatever.
No one came to visit Zacchaeus that night, but then no one ever did. Sometimes it seemed to Zacchaeus as if his only friends in the world were the coins in his bag and the numbers on his paper.
Hold on. I said I don't climb trees.
Really?
And I don't like apricots.
Apricots!
How about peaches?
Oh no, not you again.
A light sleeper, aren't you?
How am I supposed to sleep when a certain narrator wants to ask me questions about tempered zone droops?
One seeded indehiscent fruits.
Indehiscent?
Having hard endocarps, fleshy mesocarps, and thinner exocarps. You thought you'd threaten me with that word droops, but I have a dictionary up here.
Why are we defining peaches and apricots?
Apricots!
Because fruit is good for you.
What does that have to do with this story?
Did I mention that your name is spelled with a diphthong?
Has it been a week yet?
Double C-H-A-E-U-S. Definitely a diphthong. And the A-E could be considered a ligature. A diphthong and a ligature in the same name.
Has it been a week yet?
In fact, it has. 1 week exactly. And I was going to say as much if you had just been a little more patient.
Well, maybe if you follow the script every now and then.
All right, all right. It is now exactly 1 week later. How's that?
Good. You can read.
Are you going tax collecting again?
What do you think?
You really do love money, don't you?
Avarice runs in the family.
That and small clothing sizes.
Watch it.
What if they still don't have the money?
Then they'll be sorry.
And with a snap of his fingers, Zacchaeus summoned the guarantee that things would go his way.
This is Gordon. He's a centurion.
Who are you talking to?
Never mind. Let's go.
So Zacchaeus set off with Gordon, his armed guard.
The name's Gordon.
Really? That's my name too!
What?
But I thought you were Zacchaeus.
I am Zacchaeus. Oh, never mind. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Not you!
I'm sorry. What did I do now?
Forget it.
Forget what?
Not you!
I hope this job pays well.
The two of them reached the first house, little knowing what a surprise waited them.
I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart to stay.
Here's your money, Zacchaeus, plus interest, because I know you'll charge. Well, thanks.
I didn't know this was a musical when I auditioned. I need some answers.
And I'm so happy, so very happy.
Excuse me?
Yes?
As much as I hate to interrupt a musical number, I can't help say that you're feeling much better.
Oh, that's an understatement.
So the doctors helped after all?
Oh, the doctors, they're still as confused as ever. I met a man and I touched the corner of his robe and he healed me.
With the robe?
Oh, this man has more power in the stitch of his robe than any medicines and potions in the whole world. And it's so weird that he was my last resort. Well, I gotta go. See you later.
Do you mind telling me what's going on here? Where's the narrator when you need her?
What narrator?
Wow, you take this thing in character business seriously, don't you?
What?
Never mind. Let's go.
The tax collector, and I see you brought a friend.
How did you know?
That it was you. I saw you coming.
But I don't see.
Maybe you don't, but I do. I can see all 10 million colors discernible to the human eye. The blue sky, those green trees, that purple horse over there.
The horse is brown.
Brown, right. Still learning the names of my colors.
Still, not bad for a blind man.
Born blind, remember? Here's your money, by the way.
I don't understand any of this.
Met a man who made some mud, sent me the pool of Siloam.
Siloam?
Nothing special about that water, but there sure is something special about that man. Well, I'm late for work. I'll see you later. I've always wanted to say that.
When do I get to arrest somebody?
Next door. I've been waiting to see this one locked up for a long time. I'll subdue him, you arrest him. All right, you runt, you've had your week of legitimacy, and I'm tired of your lame excuses. Starting now...
Wait a minute, I have the money.
Your tax money?
Yeah, I mean denarius of it.
Well, just joking about that chill term.
Okay.
Thanks. Ow! Your hand.
Oh, you noticed.
That's some grip.
A new rabbi from the synagogue gave me a hand, literally. Bye.
Don't look at me like that. At least we're getting our money.
Who's next?
The old widow woman barely pays her tax. Her son just died, keeled over right in front of me. Never seen anything like it. He was lying right there, right where you were standing. At my signal, you grab her. All right, open up. I want my money.
Here it is.
It's you, the kid, the dead boy.
Not dead anymore.
Ah! Save yourselves!
He's been practicing that exit for weeks.
Mr. Zacchaeus, isn't it wonderful?
About your son? Yes, he looks so lively.
He's alive and well.
But I could have sworn last week he was...
Dead?
Dead.
Dead. He still pays his taxes. Good boy.
Mr. Zacchaeus, you should have seen the funeral.
I'm sure it was lovely.
The man came up and touched my coffin.
Oh, good thing you aren't ticklish.
The man told him to get up.
And I did.
Just like that.
Well, one will be in child.
The man's name was Jesus, by the way. Jesus of Nazareth. He changed our whole neighborhood. I wonder where he's off to in such a hurry.
He climbed up in a sassafras tree.
Can't. We don't have any sassafras in Israel.
You don't?
Keep trying.
He had his money. His bag was full of filthy lucre. But Zacchaeus was richer now than he had ever had been. But his thoughts were not about, well, money. Even his old friends, the numbers had forsaken him. To demonstrate, Zacchaeus, what is 3 + 2?
I've had enough without you adding on to my troubles.
All right, we'll subtract. 10 - 1.
I don't know, I left my abacus in my other pockets.
12 ÷ 2?
4.
Well, that's close.
4 people, and I all saw them with my own eyes. All healed and all happy. How can they be happy when they're paying taxes?
Is that question rhetorical?
Narrator.
Now, who's not following your script?
What do vestments, Siloam, and resuscitation all have in common?
Sibilance.
Besides that.
They're all listed on odd number pages in my dictionary.
Well, you're no help at all.
Just doing my best.
Everything points to the man named Jesus.
That's who the widow mentioned.
Do you suppose if this Jesus could hear their diseases, he could also change their attitudes?
No problem, Zacchaeus. He could even fix that diphthong in your name.
I must meet this man.
We can arrange an appointment for you.
Are you my narrator or some kind of personal secretary?
Well, I do know how to type.
Forget it. I don't want to meet him exactly. Just see what he looks like.
From a distance?
Yes, but close enough, you know, to see if he does anything special. They learn a new song.
Suddenly, Zacchaeus saw a large crowd of people coming down the street.
Hallelujah, 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 praise ye the Lord.
Little girl, what's the occasion of this crowd?
It's Jesus.
Jesus, you saw him?
Yeah, and he saw me.
What's that crutch for?
To throw away. I don't need them anymore.
I think this is the guy I'm looking for.
Zacchaeus ran to the edge of the crowd.
Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah.
He strained, he jumped.
Praise ye the Lord, hallelujah.
He stood on his tippy toes.
Praise ye the Lord.
But it was no use. He was too short.
Zacchaeus was a wee little man.
Curse my pituitary. A sycamore tree.
He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
He sees me.
As the Savior passed that way, he looked up in that tree.
Zacchaeus, you come down.
Who, me?
Unless there's another Zacchaeus up there.
No, I'm the only one.
Follow me.
Where to?
I'm going to your house today.
My house?
I'm going to your house today.
And that's exactly what Jesus did. It did not seem strange to Zacchaeus that Jesus had invited himself over, or that he seemed to know the way to Zacchaeus' house, or even that he'd known Zacchaeus' name without asking. It seemed perfectly natural that Jesus should know those things. By the time they reached the house, Zacchaeus realized for the first time in his life, he was not lonely.
I don't normally climb trees, Jesus. I just thought that the sycamore tree would be a good viewing spot. I didn't think that you would actually see me.
You are not the first person to hide from me among the trees.
How did you know where I was?
The Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. Zacchaeus, it's time you stopped hiding from God.
No more hiding, Lord, I promise. No more stealing, no more complaining. Please forgive me.
It is done.
If you're forgiven and you know it, say amen.
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 And half of all I possess, I give to the poor. And everything I've received dishonestly, I repay it 4 times over.
For a man like Zacchaeus, that was not an easy promise to keep.
I'm gonna have to get a second job.
Zacchaeus was true to his word. The people in town couldn't believe it. He was giving money away, repaying debts, and generally being magnanimous. The Scourge of Palestine was no longer. The three visitations from the Christmas spirits were unnecessary. This Scrooge needed only one visit from the Holy Spirit.
Today, salvation has come to this house, for this man, too, is a son of Abraham.
That's Luke 19:9.
He never lost his knack for numbers, and he even found out that he could sing.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And Zacchaeus lived happily ever after.
Isn't that just like a narrator?
High five, good job. Let's go.
Didn't they do a great job? I also want to ask Miss Marcia to come up. So, I will say it's because of everything she's done that I even felt like I could attempt to do this, and definitely because she was able to help out, made it a whole lot better. You honestly don't know how much of this she did. I just got to focus on the rest of the service. So, I have to admit, I have been fibbing to you. I've been telling you for the last month that this was more about the kids, and it's kind of is, but we definitely want to say thank you for everything you've done for this church, this congregation, and these kids. And in honor of that, we have a gift for you. There's a reason I'm standing over here. And so this is a special thank you from us to you for the more than 16 years of service you had. Now I have another surprise for you. Our second one can go ahead and come on out. And this one we've been working on since this summer for the first go around. And then if you could turn around and show the congregation as well. But really, there are no words that we could say to actually